and Stern Show.
You guys would go to prisons and perform?
We did. We did.
Boy, they gave you tough audiences, didn't they?
Why would you take 12 and 13 and 14-year-old boys and stick them in a prison? I would think that that would be a very difficult audience. Whose idea was that?
It wasn't our idea. Fortunately, my older brother was in some of those prisons.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so all of his
You're just visiting.
Yeah, all his buddies were in there, and they'd be like, they'd look up and go, "Don't worry, you're going to be okay." Yeah, but we actually, one of the things.
One of the Wahlberg brothers, one of your older brothers, was in prison. What had he done? Did he jack a car?
He jacked everything in the world. Right. He's just crazy.
He's in prison, and he says, "Hey, why don't you bring your band to this prison?"
He did our third prison appearance. He promoted the show prison.
Yeah.
He was in prison, but the first one we did, a local radio station did it, and we were like, we're going to get fucking killed in here.
Yeah.
So we smuggled in a carton of cigarettes, and the guards didn't know. And in the middle of our set, we each grabbed packs of cigarettes and threw them out to the inmates, and they went crazy.
Oh, they loved
and the
you.
Guards, they loved us.
The guards went crazy, too. Contraband.
The guards were pissed.
Your concept was, we'll win over the prisoners by handing them free
It worked like a charm.
That was the thing. We were never that group that was like, you know, manufactured and put together after thousands of us. We were playing in barrooms, prisons, birthday parties. And every show was, how can we win this crowd over? What can we do?
You got to do that, right?
To win them over.
The Howard Stern Show.